BBC Radio York.
So let's talk about parenting. Who would have thought it could be lonely? But that's been in the news today. A survey says a quarter of parents sometimes feel lonely and isolated, cut off from sources of support. Well, your mum, Emily Pickard, is with me. And as you can hear there, there's Meg as well. Emily's set up a group to help anyone in this situation. It's called Your Mumbler. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Just tell us a little bit about Meg. She's just absolutely adorable.
This is Meg. She's my second daughter.
She's
How old
is she?
Months old
6 months.
Yesterday. Oh. Yeah, she's good as gold and very smiley, as you can see.
I can see that, yeah. Any child that can come and sit in this studio is like, oh, just brilliant. You're so well behaved, aren't you? Giving me cold, hard stares now. Just tell me about your situation. I mean, did you find it isolating? Have you found it isolating when you've had children?
I've been in a really fortunate position because my husband works for himself, so he's been at home a lot. And we've also both got big supportive families who live relatively close by. So I think I couldn't say I've had the odd day that's felt isolated, but overall I think I've been in quite a fortunate position. But I know not a lot of parents are in the same position. I think people move around a lot and don't necessarily live close to big supportive families. And so that was one of the reasons for setting up the group.
So tell us a little bit about York Mumbler.
Well, there's two elements to York Mumbler. The first one was the Facebook group that I set up, and that has nearly 7,000 members now, all parents within York. And it's I set it up to be a really positive and supportive place for parents to give peer-to-peer advice and tips about, you know, family life in York, really.
So it's almost like a little local Mumsnet. I mean, Mumsnet is a national thing,
yeah.
But actually to have something on the ground in a local area must be fabulous for mums.
Yeah, that's it. I think it is a similar idea to something like Mumsnet, but like you say, it's got local information that I think really matters to parents.
And did you take advice from anybody about, you know, kind of things that you wanted to set up?
Not initially, no. I mean, we're fortunate in York to have a lot of support and services for families, but I didn't take advice. It's really come from the Mumblers themselves. So whilst I sort of facilitate the group, the reason it's so successful is because of the Mumblers, who give great advice and great support to other parents who need it.
And what kind of things do you set up so that, you know, people can, I suppose, go out, have fun and support each other?
Yeah, so there's the Facebook group itself, which is obviously all online. I do have regular meetups sort of once a month as well, where mums can come along and chat to each other. And then most recently I've set up mumbler.com, which is the website, where it's just really a hub of information for everything you might want to know about being a parent in York. And so that's from weekly classes and play groups that are going on, childcare options. We've got events calendars of things happening on there. So there's tons and tons going on in York,
and
it's all housed there.
Is it just for mums? Because sometimes you have stay-at-home dads now. You see it more and more, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just for mums at all. It's for all parents. I mean, the name would suggest maybe, but it's for parents, dads, grandparents and other carers as well. So everyone is welcome.
And as a mum of two mm-hmm. little ones, what advice would you give to new mums and dads who find themselves in a situation where they do feel quite cut off?
I think the first thing I would say is you're not alone. I get a lot of people talking to me and sending me private messages on the Facebook group saying, will I post anonymously for them, because they do feel so isolated. And I do that, and they get a fantastic response from people saying, we feel exactly the same. You're not by yourself. And then I would say, go and have a look at the groups in your area. Initially, have a look at the ones that are a bit more structured, because then you don't feel nervous about having to go up and speak to people. You know, there are places like baby massage and baby yoga that is very structured, and you can
Right, don't worry, it's lovely. It's lovely to hear. She's dropped a dummy, unfortunately, and we're too far away to pick it up. But you know, those things cost money, and there will be families that can't afford that. I mean, are there things that people can do, just meet up, where it won't cost them a lot of money?
There's loads of free activities actually. In York we've got a load of children's centres who put on free groups and classes, and places like the NCT do fantastic groups as well. So there's absolutely loads for free, as well as things that cost money, and they're all listed on the website.
So how do people find the website? Tell us what it's called.
It is www.yorkmumbler.com.
Okay, so thanks for coming in, Emily.
No
and
problem.
Also to Meg as well. Meg, you've done brilliantly. I think you should have your own radio programme. All right. And good luck with the group. And
thank you
let's
very much.
Hope we've helped somebody listening this evening.
Thanks a lot.